and do the same things he did as a man. What did he do? He raised the dead, and he said, the words I speak are not my words. They're daddy in me. Wow. Well, you know, some people can't stand to use the word daddy because they think it's wrong. It should be the father in me. Well, it's baloney. No, it's whatever you're comfortable with. Really, he doesn't care if you call him Aunt Jane or her Aunt Jane if you want. All this stuff about the name of God. You know, it's amazing. Didn't I put in this article about I Am? It's the voice speaking to Moses in the bush and, giving him instructions. That's such a phenomenal passage. Why? You look at the dumb thing, you look at it, and what he said, what the voice told him, go to the children of Israel and tell them, I am what I am. Wow. Whew. And some scholars want to argue that, well, what it really, those words really meant in the Hebrew is, I will be what I will be. Well, that's even greater. That means he's operating, she's operating right now. The Spirit of God, creator of the universe, is in a continuum. Never ending, never beginning, just always is, always was. This is what we're connecting with. And we want to say, well, you don't say it that way. You have to call him the Father. I have people that have been writing me for 15 years that still say that stuff. They still come up with that same old tired argument. I just say, look, I'm not going to even discuss that. If that's where you are, the source is comfortable with that.
Sure.
If you insist on calling the source God, that's okay. But it's in your mind.
Yeah.
And the only reason I use these alternate words is to give people past their stuff so they can begin really believing and really operating in his presence and his power, her presence, her power, his presence, his power. Wow. I gotta be boring you. I'm going on and on, on about nothing.
No, actually, it's funny. What you just were talking about, I had highlighted anyway, and I wanted to get into it. I wanted to hear more about it, because I didn't quite understand your statement about blasphemy and... What? Blasphemy? I didn't get that. So I'm glad you clarified that, but I want to actually bring you back to the declaration. And the first sentence in your declaration is really just acknowledging where the source is of this, I'm going to call it power, it may be the wrong word, that is going to reverse the aging process, stop and then reverse the edge of the... So acknowledging the source, right? The second statement is a declaration of who you are. I am eternal life, and therefore aging, this physical body mechanism, has ended. Like you were talking in our conversation earlier, you were saying, when you get up in the morning, declare it. Declare that you're connected. Declare that you're happy. Declare that you're excited. So, again, you're providing food for this entire statement through our entire conversation. Now, the next one I'm not 100% sure on, and I do need your help with. I'll read it to you. As I am being flooded with your light, no darkness can exist in me. I am light, and the reversal of aging has begun. Now, I get that the reversal of aging has begun, but I'm not quite sure what the light is all about. No darkness, I am light, and light and dark. And help me there, buddy.
I really don't have an answer for you. Because, again, it's one of those things. It didn't originate with me. I asked... and I received. Now, I don't know if that's for others or what, but as soon as I got that, and as soon as I began reading it and declaring it, I became aware that, wow, yes, Daddy is light, and he is within me, and so therefore, wow, you know what I just discovered for me?
What?
Jesus said to be what he was and do what he did, right?
Right.
Okay. What did he say? I am the light of the world. Wow. That's the declaration. If we're going to be as he was and do what he did now, today, that's what we're going to do. I just understood it myself. That's what I'm talking about. That's where he healing comes from the source. I don't have to be in a ministry of healing. I am. And if you come to me with faith, you're going to get healed, not because I'm doing anything, but because the same daddy, mommy, whatever you want to call him, her, or it, resides in you, but you got to wake up and have a connection.
And that connection is being flooded by your light?
By his light, by her light, by the light of the source.
Okay.
And by saying, I am, I am.
Okay.
You know, we've had this discussion in a couple podcasts. You asked me earlier if we were on track, and you go in a different direction than I do. And it's a wonderful direction. I have no problem with it. You're going to live for 1,000 years. I don't care about longevity. I just am. I care about being connected with the source of everything. I am in eternal life. And it's never ending. It's never beginning. It's now, right now. What happens in the future makes no difference because it doesn't end. And it never began. I am. And so out of that comes healing. Out of that comes the reversing of the aging process, because what it's doing, and this article is doing, this series is doing, is making me aware that I have to declare it and say, look, this aging stuff is stopped. It's ridiculous. I have the authority over it, and I'm reversing it. Why? Because I've declared it. I'm connected. So to you, you're going to a result because you're Mr. Management Consultant and you're always looking for results. Well, this is a result. I am. I have no other care. I have nothing else. I don't care about anything else. I don't care. All other feelings, all other thoughts aren't going to find a permanent place in me. Period.
Okay. So bear with me while I just take a moment to defend my position.
I don't care about your position. It's yours and it's wonderful. And I think a whole bunches of people are going to hear you and realize, oh, man, am I glad that Ryan's there, because I really relate to him. And if they could see you, they'd realize you're better looking, too.
But you made a challenge. You laid a challenge down there, and you said that we have somewhat different viewpoints or directions on this anti-aging series, and I think we do. And you say that the difference is that my focus is on longevity.
That's what I've heard.
And I use that word. And I also make declarations like I'm going to live for 1,000 years. And that is the result of longevity. Whereas you see the result of this as a closer relationship with the source. I don't see how that connect. I don't get that connection. You're either connected to the source or you're not connected to the source. And time is not relevant. Well, in actual fact, where it is relevant is if you're not connected to the source, you're not going to have much time.
Okay, here's what's coming to me.
Okay.
And it's probably why I take so many words to get across my point. Honestly, folks, I have to go to some basics some benchmarks, some landmarks, if you would, of how I got to be this crazy. One of the things I think I've shared with you that started me on part of my path was to begin telling Daddy, look, get rid of my preconceived notions. Anything that isn't your will for me, I don't want. I want your will. And then I realized that your will unto death was a key, and you've known it. And when you said that, you came alive in a certain area of your life. And am I right, or am I off base?
No, you're right. I agree.
Okay. So, but how did I get there? Well, it had to do with doing a little research on Enoch, and it was the most amazing thing. You know, by faith, this is the writer of Hebrews said, by faith, Enoch lived, and he didn't die.
Right.
Huh? Huh? What? Okay, so God took him home, but he didn't die. Yeah, you know, I don't know how many times I've been to a Christian funeral to avoid them, like a plague, but it's he went home to be with the Lord. What's a biblical statement? You know, but it's not my biblical statement. My biblical statement shows me that Enoch was taken to be with Daddy, lock, stock, and barrel, body, soul, and all. Yeah. I don't care about living the way I'm living for the next 1,000 years. It doesn't make any difference to me. And you know, what do I care? I'm not going to worry about the future in this body, because anytime Daddy wants me to take me to the other side, you're not going to find me, Ryan. That's the point of this. You're not going to find me.
Okay.
They couldn't find Enoch. Why? Because by faith he had fellowship with Daddy. And what was the fellowship? The fellowship was he knew. He had faith. And the writer of Hebrews says, without faith, you can't please God. Well, when I did a word study on it, holy mackerel, what it really meant, the words in the original were, you can't access the source without faith.
Access?
You can't enter into the kingdom. You know, Jesus said, you know, you can't enter into the kingdom of God unless you come like a little child.
Right.
Hey! Wee! You know, that's one part of being childlike, is the excitement. You know, going to Disney World, you know. Wee! Look at this! Whoa! I'm all excited. Well, that's living excited. How do you do that? Well, you don't do it if you don't want to, and that's okay. You'd rather be serious and sober and unhappy and depressed and all that stuff. That's your choice. Eve has this wonderful statement about this. You know, we can choose, you know, to have a good mood and be in a good mood, or we can choose to be depressed. Unless you know somebody who has been diagnosed with some, you know, psychological psychobabble psychiatrist. I can say this with authority because I started working with psychiatrists who saw immediate results with people that had been under in therapy for 10 and 12 years, who had gone through and were taking pills of all kinds to keep them so they could see through that. I can't get that into her head. The moment she hears a diagnosis from some doctor, then that's it. That's the truth. It isn't the truth. It's a lie. But if I could say that to her, all I'm going to do is stir up a whole bunch of stuff, and she's going to listen to this podcast and going to ignore it. You know, I mean, it's not going to register. You know, I don't know what to do about that. You know, well, Jesus came to his own, and his own didn't receive him. You know, his own family didn't believe him until after. You know, I mean, the history of James didn't really believe, his own half-brother really didn't believe that Jesus had any connection to God until he died and he was resurrected. You know, that whole process was for his family. I don't need that. You know, but that was my introduction. My introduction was sitting on a pew listening to some preacher over and over and over and over say that Christ died for me. Okay, yeah, it's truth.
But that's what you do.
Yeah, that's done. It's over with. That, you know, wow, I don't have to worry about that anymore. But I'm not going to be sitting in that pew.
I don't want to sit in the pew either. There's much more things. But let me bring you back on track one more time. I want to go to the second paragraph of your declaration. I need not argue for anything. I am, and all those who want to partake may simply do so by choosing to do so. Who are you going to argue with there, buddy? I'm not arguing with you.
I'll tell you who I argue with. I argue with... I don't need to, but I do anyway. I get emails. I got one this morning. Isn't this just wishful thinking?
Okay.
Yeah. If that's where you want to go with that, that's fine with me. And, you know, I've been depressed for 14 years. Well, okay. I'm sorry about that. I'm really sorry. Let me get depressed with you. That's really going to help you. Get over it. How do you get over it? By wanting to get over it and expecting to get over it. Or you can continue on going and telling the psychiatrist and letting him give you a bunch of pills and the rest of it, and you're still going to be depressed. Why can I say that with such authority? Because I've seen people who've been under psychiatric care forever, and I've seen psychiatrists say, holy mackerel, this stuff really works. You know, one psychiatrist actually retired. He said, you put me out of business. It's ridiculous. Yeah. I said, well, now let's go have fun. We got into some business deals together, and he had healing stuff at his home, and it was wonderful. It's exciting. Or do you want to stay in that system? Go ahead. It's all right. If that's what you want. I don't want it. Do you?
No. I'm pretty clear. I don't want that. So, Brad, you have shared, without me having to use my crowbar and pull anything out with you, you've actually answered everything that I've got highlighted in your article perfectly. Thank you for being in this awesome, excited mood.
I'm this way every day. Some people can't stand me until they've had 8 cups of coffee. But, you know.
Well, I've only had 2, so maybe I should go have another couple.
It probably won't help you. You know.
Well, thank you. I look forward to your next article, and I think you said it was about some of the blocks, spiritual and mental blocks that people would have, resistance, about what we're talking about here. I'm really enjoying this subject. Probably because I'm younger every day, and it's easier to enjoy it when you're younger.
Absolutely.
So, to our listeners, get younger. Start today. Try the declaration that Daddy gave to Brad, or get your own, but get something. Thanks, Brad.
Get anything.
I'll talk to you again after your next article. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Bye.